I just want to reiterate that FIM levels are a standardized way, a quantifiable way to measure functional status, and it's specific to the functional independence measure. I've included the chart to kind of give you a framework for how assist levels, as we use them in our physical therapy documentation, may translate to FIM levels used on the standardized measure. So you, when you enter the skilled setting, can have an appreciation for what these numbers on the FIM might mean. The functional independence measure, the FIM, is used very often for all skilled nursing residents to really assess functional status on a number of levels listed in the bulleted section here in your lecture. So this can be really confusing for some students. They often will use FIM levels in their documentation, and I just want to be very clear that in your documentation for your patient care activities, you will be using the assist level criteria, and the abbreviations are certainly permissible. And then in the skilled care setting, or perhaps in the acute care setting, you as a PTA may be asked to take that assist level and translate it into a quantifiable FIM level. So I've included those levels here just to provide a frame of reference for you as to how the FIM, the functional independence measure, would relate to assist levels in clinical practice.